Blog Talk Radio.
God. You know what? I'm going to stop taking a hit of this weed right before I get ready to go on, because every motherfucking time I do it, it choked me up. Yeah, everything all choked up and shit. But I just saw something that looked wrong. Let me see the damn. Go back to the door. Oh, okay. I see what that is. Let me fix that right quick. And then we'll be good. Don't be mad at me because I rely on my notes. But today we talking about the real deal. I'm talking about the real deal. Now, I woke up this morning. You know, I checked my shit. And I got this. And I want you to hear it. I know I'm a writer. And I can write very well. Otherwise, I could have wrote this shit myself. And if you want to believe that, you are more than welcome to believe it. But there's motherfuckers out there that's going to believe somebody wrote this. And listen to this. I just want to say you're my mentor, my big brother, my father figure, all of the above. I'm still learning, and only now, just getting the 2.0, soaking this shit up. Ain't none of these dudes online got your long-term game. I've watched them. Then I go back to the dope you have, the real dealio in confidence course. Excuse me. The real dealio is the confidence course. 1.0 is the shit, from self-honesty to one world and my world, to my aura, to my conduct. I mean, there's so much that you bring to me. I got some game. I learned real men can't rest on yesterday's wins. But the shit you said on royalty fucked my head up, but in a good way. But your perspective on rejection helped change my life. I'm not a pimp, but I've been obsessed with that life since I first read Iceberg Slim at 13. So I've been drinking a little bit because I want to. I don't need the shit. I wake up listening to you and go to bed with my headphones on listening to it. It's going to my subconscious. I want to give my elders their flowers while they can still smell. I watch the YouTube laugh my ass off when you go off on them square motherfuckers about being cheap. $850 is nothing. The course has value far beyond what a person spends. And I just want to tap in and give you your props. Keep the fraternity moving forwards. And thank you so much. Now, what I want you to understand from that is I woke up to this morning. And believe me, it made me see that my life is being rewarded. I mean, I guess it's being rewarded with money. But I ain't talking about money. I'm talking about the reward I get from hearing some shit like that as far as what this brother is actually going through that's going to help him, something that he and I have actually, what's up with that? There you go. Something that he and I have actually accomplished. What I'm saying is this. When you do the kind of shit that I do, your reward involves money, but your reward is not money. Your reward is seeing people actually changing what they're doing, changing how they see and look and think about shit. What I'm saying is, here I am, alone, here at the top. I thought I had a partner with me, but I see that. Well, you know what? I'm not alone. Because, you know, at one time, you know, me and Dean was so cool, woo-woo. You know, I was thinking, you know, we at the top, said we ain't at the top. Well, we at the top, but we ain't at the same top. I'm saying, my dog Tay is here, and I never include him in this shit I'm talking, because he's not like me as far as that go, but he ain't like none of these other gurus. So what I'm saying is, if you listen to Tay and you listen to some other guru, you can see the difference, but I'm not saying that I don't fuck with Tay. I'm saying he got his own style. He's different than me. I get plenty of you motherfuckers say, man, fuck you, man. I'm going to listen to Tay. I'm going to go check with Tay. I say, motherfucker, go ahead, because that's my competition in life. If you listen to anybody, listen to that nigga. what I'm really saying is that it's just hard for me to accept that I have to be alone in this, as far as, well, I can't say it because fucking Tay is here. Okay, fuck it. I ain't alone. Me and Tay are the only real ones. I'm serious as fuck. I used to say me and Dean was the real ones because I didn't even include Tay in this shit. Because that motherfucker nigga about this game. The real game, not the game you motherfuckers be talking about. And what I'm saying is, you know, I wasn't kicking that shit no more. I was kicking real game, but I was with a nigga talking about some other kind of game. And, you know, it kind of didn't work out. But my point is that motherfuckers be talking shit, trying to compare their shit. Get on the right computer. Try to compare they motherfucking shit with me. And then, when they shit don't work, they've been, now this is only a few people, this is not a lot of people, but it's been happening more and more. When they don't agree with me, or I don't agree with them, well man, fuck you man, I'm gonna go listen to Tay. Keep thinking this, baby, don't you want to pay this pendant? No, motherfucker, I want to pay Tay. I heard that shit a whole bunch of times. Nigga, don't be mad. God, this shit is crazy. Don't be mad at me, because I can see. Man, that, you ain't going to never put me against Tay or Tay against me, but you can compare us because we got some differences. Tay a nice guy. Well, I take that back. That's how he come off. But we the exact that's why we was partners. We the exact opposite. I ain't mean that I'm gonna snap your head off. But in reality, I'm a nice guy. Tag like a nice guy. But in reality, he gonna break your fucking neck. You know that nigga, we was a combination. But anyway, that ain't what I'm talking about. You know, I digress. Some of the motherfucking fools that be comparing themselves with me have a group of followers that love them. But, and I'm not saying the actual person causes this. The actual person may mention it, or the followers may have heard it, or the followers may even listen to my shit. And at whatever time, I'm saying some shit. And these followers get mad and they do crazy shit. So I remember this nigga Sinful. Now, I'm sure you guys heard that nigga. And I ain't got nothing against the nigga. I ain't mad at the nigga. I ain't saying nothing about the nigga. I'm just finna make a point about what his followers did, not him. I don't believe he instructed them to do it. So I ain't saying shit about motherfucking Sinful. But his followers called YouTube and complained about me saying shit I wasn't even saying. And I guess they looked at a video and they said, well, yeah, this guy's shit is like not cool. Well, they didn't say it wasn't cool. They just said it's racy. So we better warn him or whatever. So and I don't know none of this. I go to look and do my shit one day, and I was blocked. Oh man, I mean this got to be motherfucking some bullshit. So I call in and motherfuckers tell me what's going on. I was shocked, and it didn't say they did not mention Sinful's name. And I could be wrong, but I doubt it, because the complaint was something that I know I said to one of these motherfuckers calling me, telling me that I was, not calling me on my shit, telling me that I was just jealous of this nigga. Matter of fact, what this nigga at? I ain't seen shit from this nigga in a while. And I don't know. I also ain't seen no videos or heard of them. But, you know, this shit used to pop up on my shit. I've never watched it, but I ain't seen that shit, come to think of it. I hope the nigga all right. I mean, you know, I go bump heads with a nigga, but I don't wish no bad luck on these motherfuckers. But who knows about these motherfuckers here today, gone tomorrow type motherfuckers. I don't know if that's him, but I mean, there's so many of them. You can't trip. That's why I only deal with grown men who ain't going through no changes that's going to make him like leave or have to hide out or whatever the fuck. They ain't going nowhere except for where they want to go. You know, forever being strong, you know, is what's up. Now, I'm curious. Let me see what y'all doing on the stream yard. Oh, y'all on here? Oh, y'all talking this shit? Oh, that's right, it's early. Okay. I was wondering, why you motherfuckers ain't calling in and shit? You know, Denatra, why you never call in? Sneaks Greasley the Pete. Come on. Whatever that name supposed to mean. You know, my name Rosebud means something. To me, anyway. I wish you would call in Sneaks Greasley the Pete and put me up on what that supposed to mean. Omar Wall, I didn't call that nigga no punk, man. You know, but if that's what you think, that's what you think. But I'm just saying, man, where that nigga at? You know, I seen that shit on YouTube where he was in court admitting to fathering a child with a, I think the girl said she was 9 years old. And no, I'm lying about that. I'm lying about that. I'm just saying she was pretty young. But my thing, Sneaks Greasley, you laughing at this shit, Sneaks. Who the fuck? What that goddamn name mean? But anyway, hey, I just wanted to see what y'all on here. Why the fuck y'all ain't calling in? This is what I don't understand. I'd be on here, and I'd be talking, and I'd be saying shit. This is, when I say on here, this blog talk. And the motherfucking page look like it look now, blank. I go to StreamYard, all kind of fucking comments. then it just leads me to wonder, why don't you motherfuckers in StreamYard in the comments, why don't you call in and say the shit? Now, some of the shit be pro, what I'm talking about, and some of the shit be con, against what I'm talking about. I mean, I'm not really saying, oh, 647. Now, I'm going to get you. Let's talk about 647. You motherfuckers don't know what that is. 647B. The whole back in the day. I don't know why I remember that shit. Come on, 647. What's up?
What's going on? This is Sneak Greaves. It is P. How you doing, Rose, bud?
Oh, this is Sneak.
Yeah,
my
man.
Goodness. What's happening?
Yeah, man. Come on now. I've been wanting to call plenty of times, but, you know.
Well, why you ain't called, man? And why you saying all this stuff, Sneak to P? Well, what, you don't like Sinful?
Oh, man, I don't got a problem with Sinful. But, you know, he likes... I don't know. He's more of he's an entertainer, and he's very entertaining, you know. And he got some game, you know. I don't really he doesn't say much at all. I haven't heard him say anything that I have a debate with, you know. But he seems kind of more like an entertainer than a P to me. That's all I want to say about that.
Okay, well then that's good. Now my next question is that name Sneaks Greasley the P. I understand the P. But the Sneaks Greasley is I can't tell what that means.
Okay, well, it started with the family, but, you know, in the streets. My father named me Sneaks. My stepfather. He's not my real father, he's my stepfather.
Well, man, he must be your father. You said my father, so ain't no explaining.
Well, he raised me, and he earned that.
He must have been cool as fuck because you referred to him as my father. So come on, that tells it all right there. But anyway, he gave you that name.
Yes, he did.
Okay, that's where you get Sneaks from. What's Greasley?
Greasley came from the streets. It was a man from I'm from a hood named Bay Mills. It's in Canada, Toronto. I was younger, and I was really, like, I wasn't into the pimping. I was into some street shit, you know. I was a player, though, and a lot of those guys are players. So I was used to growing up and just seeing all these girls come from the mall. They just pick these girls up, and they fuck everybody, you know. So that's how I came. That's how I learned about the real deal, how women be behaving when they get on their own, right? But hold on. Sorry, excuse me. You ask me, I gotta answer you, right?
You
I used to put work in with
Greasley. What Greasley, where it come from? You talking about the pimp shit now.
Well, I'm answering you right now.
Okay.
Okay, I did a move. Let's just put it like this. I did a move, which is like, you know, something a gangster would do to make money, right? And when I came back to the hood, you know, one of the dreads, the guy from Jamaica, he's like, Sneaks, yeah, Sneak Greasley, eh? And I kind of just got a lot of accolades, and it stuck. Sneaks Greasley. You know, Sneaks Greasley to Pete.
Okay, man. So what's your question, man?
I just had to call you. I can't hear Rosebud tell me to call and not call. What kind of real man not going to call Rosebud?
Hold up. You say you're in Canada, right?
Yes, sir.
All right, and you saying you be sending them bras, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you didn't have no question? You didn't want to make no statement? I do understand that I called not you, but motherfuckers out that's out in the damn chat. And you stood up, I understand that. As far as calling, but now what I'm saying is, goddamn, you ain't got shit to say. That's going to get us to chop it up on the United States and the Canada tip.
Okay, I want to ask you about something that I can't hear you. Can't hear you, bud.
I ain't said shit, man. I'm listening to
okay,
you.
Okay, sir. Okay, I do have an interesting question. I came up with this one, bro, when I didn't have shit, right? She shows up on me when I didn't have shit. She wasn't much of a looker, but, you know, I whipped it into shape, so to speak, you know. I got baby the things she needed, the tools, you know. And
hold
then
up,
I put the
up,
game in her
hold
mind.
Up, hold up, hold up. Listen, man.
Uh-huh.
What you said really kills pimping if I let people let that go. So that's why I'm correcting that shit, man. Who,
let me hear
you, it. You said that you was not rolling at all and baby chose, right?
Yeah.
Listen to me, man, and understand this. You are one of the few motherfuckers in the game where the bitch chose you. She did not choose your shit. She did not choose how you look.
Rosebud sick. Real sick. You're sick, man.
Hey, listen. What I'm saying is you don't look down on that, man. Otherwise, man, this bitch came when I was, you know, not having it. I was shit. She's a real bitch. I mean, that's how you introduced that bitch to your story.
Okay. All right. I understand. Okay. Well, this is why the question. Now you completely understand what I'm saying. That's why I'm telling you. She chose me, but I didn't have shit. She chose me, right? Which is what I like. I like that part of the story. She chose me. But now, you know, she jumped ship a couple of times, and every time she came back, I was doing even better. I didn't just let her back. You know, she came back. I didn't just let her.
Really, motherfucking point.
Well, the bitch started hating, man. Every time I'm doing better, she's hating. She's not congratulating the pimping no more. She's getting jealous.
Hey, listen,
and how
man,
is they going to choose up?
Hold up. Listen. Sometimes you outgrow the bitch. Let the bitch be gone. Fuck the bitch. When she, the next time she chooses, let her be gone. When she come back, tell her something outrageous. Whatever you saying is her, you know, getting back with you costs. It's making like 10 times more. If you want $1,000, tell her you want 10,000, some she can't reach. And then let that bitch go, man. You, bro, listen.
Keep her out the way. Keep her out the way. Send her on a goose chase.
Man, can you like, you know, that's what's wrong with you young motherfuckers, man. You just think you know, you don't know shit. You heard a word and it sparked your thoughts. What I'm saying is, in the game, there's several ways to separate from a bitch. But the best way is the pimper way. Do the pimp thing. Otherwise, let the bitch keep doing whatever the fuck she's doing, long as she's doing it and paying you. You ain't fucking the bitch no more, because you ain't got to fuck a bitch to pay you, to have her pay you. So let her know whatever about that. And then at one point, that bitch is going to leave. And when she leave and decide to come back, like you say, you already didn't grow. And every time she come back, you've grown. So let her know, bitch, that little shit you've been bringing, and you don't pay for the problems. You know, if you want to fuck with me, you got to be a real bitch.
Shit.
And that's what
real
you do,
shit,
man. That's what you do. I'm just giving you the answer.
Yo, I'm glad you asked. Thank you. Yo, you're
all right.
Shit about.
That's what it's about, my brother. So let's just go on to the next thing.
All right, then.
Hey, cool, man. Just, you know, it's cool. Hey, listen. You guys got to be up on the deal of the century. Because starting in November, for the month of November, because it's my birthday month, the SWU and the course together is only going to cost $9.50 instead of the $13.50. That's a $400 reduction that I'm only doing because I'm a nice guy. Now, the only deal that's real, because let me tell you something. If I said, for the month of November, I'm going to be charging $1,500, then you know I've been charging $1,350. I bet I would still sell some of that shit. That's because my school is just, people are meeting people that's been in my school. Now, what I'm saying is you got to understand that they're getting that confidence that you want. So you need to stop being afraid of, you know, if you don't need to, you need to get this shit so that you can stop being, you know, scared of what's going to come. You know, because you're only afraid because you don't know shit. You don't have a clue to what to do. Sidewalk University has it. It is good to go. Otherwise, as soon as your ass learn what it is and how to use it to your advantage, which is what Sidewalk University is about, you're going to be the shit. And evidently, I got enough graduates all over that they're friends or people that they lead. Hey, man, where the fuck did, how come you, hey, man, I went to Sidewalk University, man, and blah, blah, blah. These motherfuckers hit me. Man, it ain't enough for me to start charging $7,500. But it's getting close. And every single year, somebody turns 18. How many motherfuckers turn 18? We don't know. But I got action at them all. Because what I'm saying is this shit is about handling your business after you get grown. And even 18-year-olds are a little young for me. But the motherfuckers 21 and shit that had some experiences with life after school. Shit, them motherfuckers, how somebody turned 21 every year. So what I'm saying is this was my thought process when I started this. I can never run out of people that's going to need what I'm talking about. Never. So what I'm saying is, though, these wasn't the motherfucking ones who don't know how. I'm still going to meet all my obligations, whatever I plan to do on Halloween, I'm going to do it with the youngsters. Even though these motherfuckers do not show up in my, you know, maybe one or two. But I always be ready for them. And that's because I want to. I want to be a part of the neighborhood. The reason I do these fucking videos is that we're a neighborhood. And I want to be a big part of it. Fellas, you know, you can still look forward to a continuation of Powerful Game or of the Powerful Game that you've been witnessing. All I want you to do is stay up. And you do that by, if you hear something that I say that's challenging, accept the challenge. You wouldn't even heard it if it wasn't time. When I say what I say, you got all these people listening. How many interpretations from what I say, which I know what I mean, but you get these calls and then everyone has their own interpretation of what they heard. How you gonna tell them they wrong? unless you kick it with them. So what I'm saying is, no one knows what tomorrow's going to bring. We should only know whatever the fuck it brings. We ready. We are ready for it. You know, those are the words I live by. I'm ready for whatever jump off. I don't care where I'm at and when I'm there. I always try to do the best. I want to do the best that I can for any person, especially my girl, my woman. And most of the time I succeed. But when you have new shit going on, I got a new bride up in here. And her birthday was 2 days ago. I did some big shit with her, you know. But what I'm talking about is my daughter's birthday is actually today. My wife's was on the 24th. My daughter's is on the 26th. You know, I ain't tripping, you know, although, you know, buying these gifts for this occasion, these occasions has been kind of fun, but because I don't really shop like that. I don't really do that shit. You know, I think then I go online and boo. I'm like, that's fucked up. Don't get like that. I'm like that because I'm an old nigga. I don't like this. I don't like that. And I don't want to be standing here and go boo woo. You know, I do. Now, nigga like me at this point, shopping online is cool. But don't do it unless what you're trying to buy is in some other country or something. If you could go buy it, man. Go buy it. It's all about the experience. Because I did it. You could not fuck with me. I go somewhere in Beverly Hills, and they got these silk t-shirts, me and Tate. We heard they was there. So we go there, and these t-shirts cost $50 each. And they got like 6 colors. And the motherfuckers say, what can I fit you with? Let me put them up. Yeah, that nigga was sick. But anyway, we put that motherfucking shirt on. And that t-shirt was just dope. And we both said, we want all of them. That nigga wanted every color. And I wanted every color. I don't give a fuck how much that shit costs. Nigga having money, so what the fuck I give a fuck how much it costs for a motherfucker? I'm sure gonna ask. Because they say if you can afford it, you don't ask how much it costs. Bitch, you crazy. If I can afford it, that's double the reason I'm gonna ask how much it costs. Because if it don't cost enough, I ain't mad. that's having money, man. And we was buying some. Look, you go to wherever Penny's, wherever buy a t-shirt. Back then, it was like $2 or $3. These motherfuckers asking for 50. Yeah, we want them. This is stupid, I know. But that's how we was thinking. And stupid money. If it don't cost enough, I ain't buying it. I don't want nothing that some other motherfucker would just buy. Me and my partner had that frame of mind. So, my daughter, you know, I haven't really bought her gift yet. But what I'm thinking, because I told her, look, motherfucker, you know, you always want money. You know, which is cool, and I'm always giving her money, but I want to buy you something. You know, sometimes I think bought her some gold shit, whatever, but not really. You know what I'm saying? Is I'm thinking today that I'm going to ask her what she needs, blah, blah, blah. I'm gonna tell her to go pick it out, blah blah blah. When she pick it out, come and tell me she picked it out. I'm gonna cash out. That's giving her money. But it's not, because that money, because I'm gonna ask her a receipt. That money is to buy whatever it is the fuck she see. And I don't give a fuck how much it costs. Because that's my girl. My motherfucking daughter has not been to jail. Whoa, take that back. She has been to jail. And like I told her, if your ass goes to jail, I ain't getting you out. You're going to have to do whatever you think you were slick enough to do in the time. And she went to jail. God damn it, you know what? I can't say she never went to jail. But she didn't cause me no jail problems except for the phone calls until I stopped taking them. If you think you tough, be tough. I ain't mad at you, but don't be trying to depend on me. Because I didn't call my parents when I had problems from them motherfucking streets. Shit. You either don't call me. Call me for any motherfucking thing. But that shit. Fuck that. So what I'm saying is I usually get her whatever she wants. And give her some money. But, you know, my girl is older, and she ain't tripping, and neither am I. But just like you, I be wanting to do hella shit for my girl. But I also, you know, want her to understand I can't give her everything. And I just really emphasized survival. Once you learn how to survive, then this is what you never want to fucking reduce your life to. You don't want to survive. You want to live. And that means doing what the fuck you want to do when you want to do it. And in order to do that, you gotta understand what I'm saying. And right now, if I could, I would give her the world. She know it. And I gave her what I could, that survival mentality, so she can live in this fucking world. She's like, well, she's 26 now, but she was 25. And to me, you know, without being, you know, pregnant or having a baby or nothing, I ain't no granddad. But I'm saying, without her having no baby, and she ain't never really cost me no legal fees and, you know, all the shit that can happen. I think I did good. Single dad. I raised her since 6 months. Would not let my sisters or my mother babysit her or when I needed to go to work, blah, blah, blah. What I'm saying is about, you know, I'm home and I want to go out now. None of that. Fuck that. I'm being here. My girl was bad. She wasn't really bad. But to me, she was bad. What I'm saying is, when you want something to happen, you got to make it a reality or else it's just a dream. And this is especially the case when it comes to change. Dealing with my daughter like I did made me have to accept the change I was going through. And at a point, I was very conflicted. You know, and I was wondering, did I want to do this? You know, this shit is crazy. Woo-woo. And I didn't want to do it, but I had to do it. And, you know, I had to see that the real deal, I'm a dad, she depending on me, you got to do what you do. I could have stayed in the street because I know Clint's paid. He stayed in the street, raised all his kids. So I'm not saying I had to get out of the streets to raise my daughter. I'm just saying, for whatever reason, I did. And it just changed a lot in me. It really did. And the change, well, not the change, but change for anybody can be, traumatic. So anything traumatic is going to be feared. So when you faced with the fear that you have when you think about, when you think about what you're going to do, probably with you guys, when you think about a woman, when you think about what you're going to say, your heart start pumping, your nerves go crazy, mouth get dry as the desert. When you see that sensation of fear you get, simply because you thought about talking to this woman, then you ought to clearly see that you are not thinking about changing. What you're thinking about is how can you not change? Because a change, instead of feeling those feelings and having anxiety, a change would be those feelings indicate excitement. Those feelings indicate that you really finna to do something you ain't been doing, and it is exciting, like riding a fucking roller coaster. You ain't rode this one before, but you rode roller coasters, so you know it ain't fear just, you know, cross your legs and have fun. Some motherfucker gonna have you scared to death. I'm seeing success in the arena of catching does not mean, or does not always result in you getting the woman. Success in catching is about planting seeds. And see, as a gardener, since you've actually taken the course and you know about gardening, the seeds you plant do not come up. You plant them today and they come up tomorrow. You got to water them and blah, blah, blah. Maybe a month or so, a week or so, you see some in a month, you know you got something going, but you got to stay with it. Well, I'm saying the same thing with catching. Now, if you a nigga out the street, you ain't got time to do all that. So that's a whole nother subject. But if you go to work, do your thing, you can fucking do what I'm saying. You can take your time, catch this fucking bitch, and have her. And I don't see why you don't think of this. And what I'm saying, if you don't think you should think of it, good luck with catching, motherfucker. You need to give my old ass some goddamn slack. And you need to understand, you know, I done had two strokes. And sometimes I be slipping. But listen, that shit don't interfere with me being me. Catching the motherfucking bitch I'm talking to. I'm saying I might stand up too fast and feel, ooh, bitch ain't got to know that. I learned how to deal with my fucking shit. I mean, my strokes got me all fucked up on the equilibrium tip. You know, if I be looking down or something, you know, goddamn, I get dizzy. If I look up, I'll be getting dizzy. Who gives a fuck? I'm going to get dizzy if I do what I don't know. That's why I'm getting dizzy on the spot doing it. Period. And they don't take no long time to adjust. So what I'm saying is I deal with what the fuck I need to deal with. Do you? Because I know I sound crazy as fuck sometimes. You know, but today, I have to acknowledge to these new alumni that I have that these motherfuckers got some motherfucking... Actually, I've been ranting about doubting emails or doubtful emails. And I get them, you know. And they, you know, I get them. Sometimes I talk about them, sometimes I don't. But by far, I get more positive emails than the negative ones. So without a doubt, I appreciate, if that's the case, all you motherfuckers, even the ones that hate on me, even the ones that have people that I said some negative things about and they don't like me for it. I mean, fuck it, don't like me. But fuck with me. What I'm really saying is I appreciate you as a fan or whatever you want to call yourself. You just, to me, you just need to focus on what I'm about, and that's confidence and the confidence course. And the only reason I'm so insistent on that and everything I talk about on these videos is about becoming the real you. Because there's so much fake shit, fake jewelry, fake dudes, rent this, rent that. And you watch all this shit. And you get to thinking that, you know it's fake on TV or whatever. So you do what they, you just fake too, man. That, you got to understand. You need to focus and have a completely or get a completely new attitude. And you need to allow me and my course to help you blossom into the motherfucker you really and truly want to be. That confident alpha man. That's right. I take pride in everything I do. I mean, I could just say, you know, what I want to say on these videos. And if that's the case, whatever I say, I don't give a fuck if you believe it, blah, blah, blah. But I know a lot of motherfucking people going to see it. And I don't want a motherfucking look illiterate. Or as if I don't, you know, have a command of the English language. And if you notice my punctuation, word usage, and overall content in my videos reflects some level of intelligence. And I say that to say this. You guys got to watch how you write. The word there, T-H-E-I-R, is possessive. And it shows ownership. It's theirs. The word there, T-H-E-Y apostrophe R-E, is a contraction, joining two words together to make one word. They are there. Now that there sounds like the first there, but you can't mix them up because they mean different things. If you say, you know, they're the owners of those balls, but you wrote T-H-E-Y apostrophe R-E, it says there, but that means they are. No, excuse me. Let's use that. Because they are there. They are the owners. Wow, I just really figured something out that I didn't figure out when I was writing this lesson. Because I can twist that. I can twist they are, they're the owners, to, let's say it's about the balls. If the balls is theirs, T-H-E-I-R. That's using the two words, but it's in the context of the same thing, meaning ownership. Wow, that was something strong. But let me keep going. Man, that's dope. I just learned that. Listen, but what I'm saying is this. You can say, look over there. T-H-E-R. That's one. And I'm saying, you can say, look over there. T-H-E-I-R. Then, goddamn, that's wrong. You can say, look over there. T-H-E-R-E. What I'm saying is, you have to know which one to use. Because if you don't, you'll be thinking the way I think when I read these fucking emails with all this fucking fucked up English. I don't write them back. But I'm saying that's where their mentality is. And if they were talking, they wouldn't care that they said the wrong word or was meaning it the wrong way. But at a particular point in life, and you're trying to go places, that shit is important. You better know you're. That means you are. Stop saying you're while you are my father figure. You're my father figure. No. You're, that's ownership. You're, that means you are. So you gotta stop. Then take advice, excuse me, not advice, take advantage of the time you have to do what you do when you're writing. Reread what you wrote before you send it. Because I'm telling you, I'm getting to a point that that's going to be one of the things that make me not read your email. I get so many goddamn emails. If you don't know how to talk, then I don't want to read your shit. I don't know. You know, one of my biggest reasons that the confidence course, well, one of my beliefs of why the confidence course is so dope, is previous videos I make about all kinds of important things, you know, for you to notice during a conversation so that you and what you say and how you present where you coming from will be so much clearer. And it's because of how you get confident enough to even try the things I say. Because unless you try them, you're not going to develop what the fuck I'm talking about. Just hearing it? Come on, man. That's not going to be shit. And I'm really kind of fucking pissed off at you guys, man. You just never fucking talk. You just want to be on this goddamn... Okay, Eddie Montenegro. Thanks, man. Hey, Eddie. Okay, that was dope. And I like that. Big happy birthday to your daughter. Nothing like being a true father. Thanks for inspiring those who understand. That's some dope right there, man. That is some dope. Now, the thing about me, the thing about all you guys, is that we want something. You know, have any of you ever really thought of how you sound when you speak and whether or not your breathing matches your senses? I know this sounds crazy to you motherfuckers. But this is dope that I'm giving you, man. Is the only way you will understand it. Is to try. you can't be told every motherfucking thing. wait, there's something that I'm on the right here. Yeah, but anyway, what I'm saying is, you guys don't think of that kind of shit because that's too serious. And what I'm saying is, if it's about being serious, do you want to waste time when you're talking to women? I'm saying if you got 24 hours in a day and you got it all designated to where you only got 2 hours of free time, do you want to spend 2 hours speaking to a broad, trying to get her to come home with you? And not me, I'd rather spend 10 minutes and then get her home and be doing whatever for the rest of the 2 hours. Or I'd rather spend my, 10 minutes with baby and see she ain't shit and go fuck around with some, looking for somebody else. And then when the time is short, then you got like 1 hour and 10 minutes to catch a bitch. Oh, man. You say fuck a bitch, but you still out. And who knows? You might catch. But you can't put pressure on yourself. Oh, man, I got 1 hour and 10 minutes to catch a bitch. Man, fuck you, bitch. I don't even worry about you, man. Period. I'm thinking about my black ass. No stress. Period. Get my fucking courses and learn how to use these little tidbits of information you're going to be getting through the videos that you watch. You watch every one of them regularly, but she ain't picking up shit because you don't know how. You don't know what to listen for. The shit is in the course. I'm telling you, the motherfuckers that fuck with me know. Fucking with me allows them to become the motherfucker they be fantasizing about being. When you think of this, I know none of you know this, but I'm going to give it to you. When you download a new one, what is the most important thing for you to notice? Oh, let me get on this channel, because you might, oh, fuck, you motherfuckers ain't asking shit. When you add a new wrong, what should you notice? Okay. I'm not going to even wait and allow you slow motherfuckers to guess on this one. I'm going to tell you the most important thing about your motherfucking conversation as far as when you getting that baby is your phrasing. The way you phrase what you say. Niggas don't know how important it is for your conversation to flow. Just as you mistakenly think rhymes are the key, you overlook how the flow of the sentence sound. Now, when I met bitches, my best conversation, I'm watching my breathing, because I know I want this sentence that's going to come out and it's kind of long. I want it to be in one breath. So I adjust, and when I get to that sentence, I either take a deep breath or whatever, but I done made some adjustment. And the thing is, if you can see the power you get in knowing these little intricate pieces of conversation information and how knowing it plays in your overall catch-in, yeah, you'll just assure yourself that you gain as much of this knowledge as possible. Because this is what it's about. But to you guys, since this is science, none of it matters. the only thing that matters to you guys is unproven bullshit. Now, I don't know how many pickup artists you've met, but I bet you have met many that have real stories to tell you. Now, you may have not met a graduate of Sidewalk University, but I kind of doubt that. But if you haven't, you haven't. But those motherfuckers can use what they learned. If they graduated yesterday, they can use that shit today. So, people, they want to know, how can they tell that they're talking or dealing with a real man? I say people. I mean, the reason I say this, dudes want to know too. But I'm starting to be uncomfortable with telling dudes. But I'm saying, if you really want to know if you're dealing with a real man, I'll give you some traits. A real man is somebody with the qualities and the manners traditionally associated with the upper class or upper crust of society. A real man is a member of an ancient family of men whose privileges includes the honor of having more than one woman. Having more than one woman madly in love with him, and having more than one woman in love with his flair. He's a man in possession of high ideals or excellent moral character. He's impressive in quality, quantity, and appearance. Simply put, he's purely a magnificent man. He's a member of a governing body of men who supports the game by principle and in action. He's also believed to be superior to other men of the same kind. He far passes others in intellect, achievement, and ability. Some real men have adopted the attitude of condescension towards others who fall short of the perfection required. Real men are above being affected or influenced by something or someone. Simply put, he is a better man than most. Now that I've given you an idea of what a real man is, when you meet one, how graciously and how graciously will you introduce yourself or meet this person? How would you, as this man, meet a woman? How would you, as this guy I just described, how would you talk to this woman you just met and get her to be interested in whatever your story is? Because what I just said is, you know, qualities, it has nothing to do with what your story is, what your life is, and what you're going to say to baby. So, what time is it? It's time for you to stop pretending to be down and get down. It's, you know, all right if your motherfucking ass can't stand up to the rigors of what this game requires. But why make yourself look or seem worse by being seen as a sucker imitating Master Pimps? Oh, that's the acronym. I mean, the acronym is SIMP. So that's what SIMP means. But what I'm saying is you got to make the choice. Then you got to want to stop faking. And you want to, if you're about this life, you want to surrender to it. Quit being so fucking scary. You cannot control this life. This life controls you. You just let it control you in a certain way. I mean, the real motherfuckers bask in the glory of this game. And, you know, you go back to watching movies if you can't handle it. The movies don't be there for you if you can't handle it. Really, if I could go back in time, I would take pictures of the parties and the partygoers who came to our fucking sets. It would put them in a safe place. So when I get this age, I'd have all that shit to look at. I'd also go back to all them niggas I rode with and remind them motherfuckers that we gonna get old, man. You know, try to prepare for retirement. I would actually change my pimp or die attitude to pimp and retire. I mean, never in my wildest dreams did I ever think I would retire. So it was the last thing on my mind. With all the progress in medicine and different things that we have for prolonging life today. Yesterday's pimp died from old age at 50. But today we could live well past that fucking age. So, you know, I'm just saying be ready. And lastly, I would find that hole that I didn't catch, and I would catch her ass. You know, that's if I could turn back time. Since I can't, you know what I say? Fuck the bitch. Now, if I could go back at that, there's only one thing that I would really do different. Maybe two things. The first thing is I would not have fired that fine Filipino bitch that was paying me like just dripping money out of that motherfucking pussy. I wouldn't have got rid of that bitch. And if I could have, you know, gone back and had that black bitch that I had and I didn't give her no second chance, she was a thieving motherfucker. But she fucked up with me and I didn't give her a second chance. I mean, the Philippines, too needy. I couldn't be around a bitch as much as she needed me to be around. So, and that black bitch, she was a turnout that I didn't really believe in. And she turned out to be a badass bitch for the next nigga. I thought about those bitches on the way, driving down the strip. And if I would have realized, if I wouldn't have been in the fast lane, you know, me in the fast lane, speeding, changing lanes, you know what I mean, even using blinkers. But if I wouldn't have been rolling like that, I would have seen I needed to give both of them motherfuckers a little more time. And I could have flipped them. The Filipino hoe was so motherfucking fine that when I told her that I wanted eight a night, the bitch made that money so fast, I couldn't believe it. You know, she is actually the bitch that made me stop, you know, having quarters on bitches. Because whatever I told her to get, she would get it. So I told that bitch, it ain't no money I want. I want time. You got to spend 14 hours at least on that track every day. Now, what I'm saying, this ass is a lot. But that bitch used to make hell of money. And she used to make it fast. And when she, I come to get my motherfucking money, you know, it's early in the day and shit. Bitch want me to be with her. Man, bitch, I am not going to sit up here with your motherfucker. You know, you crazy motherfucker. So, I had to leave that bitch in Berkeley. I mean, you know, I'd go off on that bitch, you know, and she never would change. And that black hole is the same. Not the same. No, I take that black. That black hole wasn't nowhere near the same. I was really in the fast lane with that bitch. And I thought she was calling me too much. You know, I just caught her. She called me with some little old silly problems. So the last 4 or 5 times in this car, I didn't answer. And then the bitches, this nigga Mel and his bitches just ganked her. And then the nigga served me for that bitch. Well, I'm saying, well, it'll be. And, you know, the lesson is these bitches different, and these motherfucking bitches deserves to be judged on their own merit, not some other bitch's merits. And judging her unworthy too soon is a terrible way to realize you missed him because she was going too fast. Yeah. I'm just saying, you guys, what is up? Damn. I can't talk to you motherfuckers because it's in the morning. Shit. King 101, Bud, I'm asking if the game defined or refined you because I notice how you get excited when you talk about the street pad, how your pads give you fortitude. Well, man, short answer, yeah. It sure did. That motherfucking shit sure did. King, one, I see you got another question up here. Blood on that. No, that's the same one. Okay, that must be on both. All right. Eric Keys. That does make sense. First, you got to deal with the sound-minded woman. The crazy bitches. You meet them all the time. And they only crazy because they ain't never been set straight. So when you meet one of them crazy motherfuckers and you let them know you ain't having it, that bitch gets sane. You guys don't know what bitches do. Bitches be playing so many fucking games. And all you got to do is go for it. One of the little female bullshit they say, and you forever not going to have that bitch. ABT's Jacob Watts. Hey, man, where you being, man? All right. You know what, you guys? You don't want to talk. Well, I don't want to do all the talking. Eddie Montenegro, thank you, brother. I do deserve to be happy, man. And I'm glad you can see it because I'm fucking happy. I am. That nigga got the website dirty. Dean. All right, man. Don't worry about that shit, man. That's old fucking news. Don't even talk about it. Dean did whatever. I feel whatever. But fuck that. I don't give a fuck. I'm sure that nigga don't care. And I'm sure he just let that shit die. That nigga don't use my shit. Dean ain't the nigga y'all think he is. He did do some foul shit. But that nigga ain't, you know, some punk motherfucker that's going to try to use my shit and profit off my shit. He ain't going to do that. He's going to just let it die. And when it's over, it's over. What the fuck? Hey, I'm gone, you guys. This shit is dope. It'll be doper when you start talking. I'm out.